I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Haiti's plight is already fading from the headlines after Hurricane Sandy struck last week. Baptist Haiti Mission spokesman Ron Sparks says the ministry was making repairs caused by Hurricane Isaac when Sandy struck. The losses are devastating.
We talk about the homes and so forth and buildings that are lost, but people lose their livestock, their gardens, their whole means of existence. So when that happens, the missionary team in Haiti can go right in, and to the extent we have resources and funds available, we can help replace those things. We do it all in the name of Christ.
Next, wind, flood, fire, and snow have all hit the East Coast in the U.S. Hurricane Sandy has put Southern Baptist Disaster Relief volunteers into action. They're heading towards the hardest hit areas in New York and New Jersey to help those who are still in need. Another set of volunteers are heading for Southern West Virginia, where over 200,000 homes are without power due to a spin-off blizzard. Pray that the teams can share the hope of Christ as they're meeting the physical needs of the people there. An ethnic conflict in Burma has put thousands of people in refugee camps. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says, your prayers are needed.
There's been some sense, maybe finally democracy will come into the country, but these kind of ethnic conflict and unnecessary killings of hundreds of people only complicates the matter. And I think the body of Christ all over the world need to pray that the possibility of the nation being free for the gospel will come to pass.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a group and fan page on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News. When you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.